New York Congressman Sean Patrick Maloney and Richard Hanna have announced bipartisan legislation to help fund pre-booking drug diversion programs in counties designated as high-intensity drug trafficking areas. The Hudson Valley Democrat and Utica area Republican say allowing police officers to use their discretion to divert people directly to treatment instead of booking them and processing them through the criminal justice system is a good idea. In the Northeast, such pre-booking diversion programs are becoming more popular. The bill would create a Department of Justice grant program to fund them. Representatives Maloney and Hanna cited statistics showing 60% of the 2.3 million incarcerated Americans tested positive for drugs when they were arrested. Here's Maloney.
There's almost not a community in the Hudson Valley that has not buried someone, a neighbor, a son or a daughter, you know, the kid who played high school football, the person who was a member of the community and who got into trouble, maybe starting with opioid abuse or prescription drugs, but often ending with heroin. And it's killing far too many of our neighbors, and we have to do something about it. And the traditional approaches aren't enough.
Hanna says in the last decade there have been more than 600 deaths in his district.
This hits middle class, upper class, lower class, every spectrum of the economic scale. The methods that we're using to handle this, just to put it lightly, are simply not working.
What is working? Officials say LEAD, praised by officials like Gloucester, Massachusetts Police Chief Leonard Campanello, as an innovative pre-booking diversion program that empowers officers to redirect low-level offenders engaged in criminal activity involving things like prostitution or drugs to community-based services instead of jail and prosecution. Campanello says over 9 months, his officers have assisted over 400 individuals, and the community has seen a significant reduction in crime.
31% is what we're looking at right now. That's shoplifting, smash and grabs, petty larcenies, things like that. We've had a cost reduction of about 75% total and 100% to the taxpayer. It typically costs us to arrest a low-level offender about $220 if you arrest on a Tuesday night, process them, book them, put them in a jail cell, bring them to court the next morning. That costs us about $220. That's taxpayer money. For us to bring a person in, intake them, do the form, get a hold of a center, and facilitate transportation to that center, it costs us about $55, which we use in asset forfeiture funding, which is no cost to the taxpayer.
Last June, Albany became the third city in the United States and first in the Northeast to adopt the LEAD program. Chief Brendan Cox says the capital city opted to give officers a pre-arrest rather than pre-booking plan, a move that paid off in community trust.
What the feedback I've gotten is that they appreciate the fact that they now have a tool that they can turn to deal with these issues. Then they didn't have that tool before. Before it was, the only thing I can do is arrest this person or just choose not to arrest them. And if I choose not to arrest them, I'm just going to continue to run into this person day after day after day.
Chief Campanello says it costs $1 to treat a person with addiction versus spending $7 to incarcerate them. Maloney vows he and Hanna will work hard to get federal funding to support this type of approach.
You know, we've had a 160% increase in heroin deaths in Dutchess County alone, one of the counties I represent. We've lost, I believe, 1,300 people in the Hudson Valley over the last few years.
When Albany rolled out the LEAD program, Dr. Alice Green, director of the Center for Law and Justice, summed up LEAD in a single word, hope.
Hope that we are headed towards social justice where black lives matter and all lives matter.
Dave Lucas, WAMC News.